segment was a great fantasy discussion that I would actually go to a lake and catch walleyes and come back with a limit. That was a great fantastical dream discussion for me, Doug Lear.
There's fantasy bass fishing. Are you into that?
Fantasy bass fishing?
That actually has been around. I was
like a fantasy league?
Like fantasy football and fantasy baseball, that kind of thing. When ESPN started off with it like 6 or 7 years ago, you pick out the Mike Iannacoli and the Kevin Van Dam.
You did not get into the league.
Yeah.
You did not.
Yeah, for several years, I was into fantasy bass fishing.
Wow.
Well, does that just change your whole, I'm not anymore. I quit, man. Dude, I'm clean. I saw the errors of my ways.
You used to be up here.
Yeah, I was.
And people can't see because this is actually radio, but I'm lifting my arm way above my head, making a notch way up here.
Yep.
Now you're about down here.
Really?
In the fantasy bass fishing league?
Yeah. Yep. Well,
Kevin Van Dam, and who's the guy that yells all the time? Is that the Mike blah, blah, blah?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I actually, what's even worse is I don't watch much TV at all. So it wasn't like I was sitting there like some of these, and I shouldn't say it because.
Please do.
Some of these psycho guys on Sundays that are, you know, breaking up their family because Aaron Rodgers threw 3 interceptions or something like that.
Yes. Yep.
People did that. And still do that with fantasy bass fishing. I wasn't like watching the tournament and I didn't have real-time scoring coming in on my phone from Kevin Van Dam. I mean, there's guys that do that.
I'm sure that I don't know. And I'm not a fantasy football guy. I don't understand the obsession with that. Millions of people do it. It is a huge multi-billion dollar industry because there are people who sit in front of their TVs on Sunday and do exactly what you said. I used to have an old roommate. A former roommate who did that. He had his whole fantasy league spread out in front of him, and he would flip back and forth to games and give it to Peterson.
Yeah.
Give it. Why don't you give it to Peterson?
Yep.
You bum Denny Green. Yep. What are you doing? I'm going, you don't care what team wins.
I
don't. It's all about whether they give the ball to the right guy or not.
But, I did. I wasn't that guy, but I was in fantasy baseball. And like 3 years ago, I was just like, wow, I'm 40 years old. This is... I'm sure we're alienating a lot of people, but
good.
Yeah, that's what I like about you, Mike. You're really. How do you really feel?
Let me just say, if your life revolves around fantasy sports, I'm glad I'm alienating you right now. And if it particularly revolves around fantasy bass fishing, please don't come anywhere near me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, which again, for me, goes back to. The outdoors of it's not about how many bass that you caught and how big the bass are or how many pheasants that you, or if you limited out on pheasants by 8:30 in the morning, or if you got your limit of 18 inch walleyes by 9 o'clock in the morning. I know those kind of games go on even as
absolutely.
We speak.
Absolutely. Yes.
And that's fine. Go for it. As long as you're out there doing it and not, you know, playing Big Mouth Billy Bass on your Xbox or something like that. And
I guess
betting your child's college education.
I guess that's my broader point is, if it's okay, I'd rather just go fishing or go outside and take a walk, or instead of living my life vicariously through Kevin Van Dam, or I can't even name
Adrian
another
Peterson.
Bass fisherman. It just doesn't even matter. I don't mind people cheering on the Vikings. My wife, you know, likes the Vikings, but to live your life vicariously through them, I don't really understand that whole thing. That would be my objection to it.
Yeah, and I'm totally with you. I think that when it comes to specifically fishing in the outdoors, I know there's a lot of popularity from fishing tournaments to bass fishing leagues that are active in that. To me, that's a little bit of a different scenario, is where you're actually out there doing the activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're out there bass fishing on the Cheyenne River or catfishing. There's a huge catfish tournament going on up in Drayton as we speak. The big Rod and Reel Gun Club.
Rod and Gun Club.
There's a catfish tournament going on in Drayton. Wow, Lear.
I've not heard of that one. I saw that the
Cats Incredible
up in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks. That lot of fish caught there. I noticed the results in the Geraldo.
Yep,
guys did a great job. I'm assuming
84 pounds. I think 84 pounds on 9 fish with about a 9.3 average was which. And
that's
one thing that you and I both know is that tournament was a 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. And sometimes the biggest and the best catfishes are probably more like 4 p.m. until 1.
Yes. And so it's Drayton, I would think might even be bigger fish.
Yeah, could be. We'll find out.
I actually talked to somebody the other day, because I've always believed that when it comes to catfishing, the legend around here is that the further south you go, the smaller the fish get. If you start in Wahpeton, yeah. the smaller fish, by the time you get up to the Canadian yep. border, Drayton, that's where the bigger fish are. I talked to somebody the other night in an establishment in Moorhead who had posted a picture on Facebook of a 33-pounder catfish they caught right off the shores of Moorhead.
Cool.
And I said that's really big for around here, isn't it?
Yeah.
And because I just go by the cliche right. everybody tells me, as I do in much of my life. And he said, "You go, oh no, no." He said I catch a lot of big fish around here.
Really?
He said I've caught numerous 20-plus pounders right in within the city limits of Moorhead.
And the cool thing is, fishermen are just noted for their honesty and their sincerity. Is that they would never?
He had multiple pictures, okay. and it showed him in the picture. And so you're just being funny again.
No, well, I think I would probably side with the generalization that, yeah, you can catch big catfish around here, but typically speaking, the further north that you go, the bigger that the catfish are going to get.
So you're calling the guy a liar?
No, I'm calling you a liar, because maybe he never even said that. Maybe
Jeez.
You
just... God. Get out. You're done.
Okay.
You're done.
Let's go.
Go follow Kevin Van Damme on your Kevin
Van
Damme.
No, I'm going to watch Hee-Haw. Going to watch
Barbie,
Hee-Haw.
Get your Barbie Benton app out and go take care of that. Thanks, Doug. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jeff Katzer, yeah, he doesn't tell any tall tales. He is nothing but the straight-up, honest truth up in Devil's Lake. He's next on the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show. He can't even bait a hook.